This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We love talking to Mike Florio. He is the editor-in-chief, the creator of Pro Football Talk, and he'll throw out a theory or two along the way. He joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Mike, thanks for joining us on Rahimi and Harris on The Score. You can see him on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Hey, Mike.
Great to see you as always. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. So, fun with headlines for you. I did not expect to see this one today. Bengals Joe Burrow says home burglary altered Batmobile plans, as they might
really
tend to do.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah. I would have bought that Batmobile, but for the fact that they broke into my house. And this is one of the compelling storylines of the new season of quarterback. The second time they've done quarterback. Last year, they couldn't get enough or any quarterbacks to do it. But it's Burrow, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins for the second time this year. And Burrow's house got broken into while he was playing a Monday night game against the Dallas Cowboys. And it's a great inside look of how he found out about it. And he was thinking about buying a Batmobile, but he decided to take a step back at the time. And this is the balance that I think every pro athlete has to try to strike. And you can tell Burrow's not very comfortable with where he's at from the standpoint of having his life out there. But when you are one of the most prominent players in the NFL, one of the highest paid in the NFL, a guy who's been to a Super Bowl, a guy who's very charismatic and goes to Fashion Week in Paris, you're going to draw attention. And you can never have that attention on your own terms. That's the Aaron Rodgers dynamic. Hey, everybody, look at me. What the hell are you looking at? And I think Joe Burrow understands he can't pick and choose the attention he gets, but there's a certain amount of it that's unavoidable given the status he now enjoys.
I do want to follow up, though, because I know we giggle at the concepts of luxury here, but that is a very traumatizing thing to get burglarized, and you are a target when it comes to just what you said. I understand why. I think any athlete can really, or famous person, as we've seen with like Kim Kardashian, for example, can have can learn a lesson when it comes to knowing that that piece of it is a possibility. It will affect you.
Oh, absolutely. The idea that your space has been invaded, your life has been invaded, strangers have been into your home, have broken into your home, have taken your things. And in the moment that he first finds out about it, he doesn't know what's going to be there when he gets home. There may be nothing left for all he knows. I mean, it ended up being expensive jewelry, and that's what that crime ring was doing. They were smashing and grabbing. They were getting in, getting out quickly, getting the expensive stuff and going. But yeah, it's, and you know, he, he explains away in one of the episodes, well, you know, it's all covered by insurance, but still there's an emotional and psychological trauma that comes from knowing that someone was in your house who shouldn't have been in your house, and that that person was there for nefarious purposes.
I look at what we talked about last week, Mike, with that mega bill that was just passed and now signed into law by Donald Trump, and the gambling portion of that. Now I understand, according to something that you wrote yesterday, that they're already introducing legislation which would negate the fact that your losses are now taxed at a rate which doesn't make any sense from a practical standpoint for sports gamblers.
This is such a weird thing. And look, if people want to get mad because they interpret this as a political comment, I don't care. It's a comment about the political system. When you put a 940-page bill through that has a bunch of different provisions crammed into it, yeah, you're going to put some stuff through that maybe you wouldn't have voted yes for. And that's why they did it. Let's overwhelm the system with all of these provisions, because individually, you know, this one might fail, that one might fail. This way we get everything we want in one fell swoop. And now they're doing the cleanup on aisle five because they're like, oh, wait a minute. We didn't really mean for that to happen. So there's new legislation now to undo this. And I don't know who lobbied for this. I don't know who wanted this. I don't know what the purpose of it is. But, you know, if I bet $100 gambling and I lose $100 gambling, it's a wash. Why am I limited to 90% of my losses when it's time to figure out how much money I made? So, you know, to multiply it out to a more reasonable number, 100,000 in losses for a year by a professional gambler, 100,000 in wins, that's not zero income. That's $10,000 in income from money you didn't actually make, because every dollar you won was offset by a dollar you lost. But by limiting the deduction to 90% of the losses, it makes no sense. And now they're moving forward to try to fix the thing that probably never should have been in there in the first place.
I don't know if you've been following the law that was just passed in California, but they're trying to basically say you can't do fantasy sports anymore in California. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the attorney general has an opinion that the governor disagrees with, and I think it relates to how the law that currently exists is going to be enforced. And I remember that debate from years ago before the Supreme Court opened the floodgates for legalized gambling. The whole question of whether fantasy football is a game of chance or a game of skill. And if it's skill, it's legal for money. And if it's chance, it's not. And that was a whole thing that, you know, the interpretations by the various states allowed the DraftKings and FanDuels of the world to tremendously profit from these fantasy games. Remember, the first explosion of ads that drove everyone crazy was several years before the Supreme Court allowed sports betting in any state that wants it. It was the explosion of fantasy and daily fantasy for money because the law in the books was being interpreted as allowing it as a game of skill. Well, now all of a sudden, California, which has no legalized gambling, they're calling it a game of chance, at least the attorney general is, and it's going to set up for some interesting maneuverings, because you're talking about, you know, a ton of money in a state that big.
The segment with Mike Florio is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. There's a story also that came out earlier today, Mike, about the status of Tampa Bay Buccaneers tackle Tristan Wirfs. Sources confirming to ESPN that he's expected to miss the regular season, at least the beginning of it, because of a knee injury, and he might be placed on the PUP list. What do you think this does for the Buccaneers? Because he's crucial to that team.
Oh, absolutely crucial. And look, this is one of the realities of all the time we spend in the offseason talking about who got better, who got worse, who's closed the gap with whoever they were chasing, who's the most talented team, who's not. Injuries don't get factored into that conversation, even though injuries are going to happen. We know they're going to happen. It's just a question of who they happen to, when they happen, how long they miss, and how good or not good the replacement player is. So now the Buccaneers, who quietly have one of the most talented teams in the entire league and are in position, you know, they've made it to the divisional round in recent years. They lost in the wild card round to the Commanders last year, but they won four straight division titles. The year they didn't win the division, they won the Super Bowl. They've had an incredible five-year run. This guy's one of the best tackles in the entire league. So they're going to have to scramble now, and at least they know that they've got to come up with a replacement for Tristan Wirfs into the regular season, quite possibly. But the reality is, once we get to training camp, the preseason, the regular season, guys are going to start dropping. And the better the player, the bigger the problem it's going to be for the team. And it really is a war of attrition. And the healthier teams, the good teams that stay healthy, they're far more likely to get a good playoff seed and set themselves up for success in the postseason.
Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike, I'm really curious as to your thoughts because we just had the first 15 players released of this year's NFL Top 100, and we got a long ways to go. It'll be, you know, another month before we get all the way to number one. But last year, the Bears only had two players on that list, Montez Sweat, I don't think he'll be back, and then a guy that doesn't have a job right now, Keenan Allen, who was their highest rated player. I don't see the Bears getting any players in this year. How seriously do players take this when they're filling out these surveys, voting for their top 20 players in the NFL? And how seriously should we take the results of it?
Well, I don't think we should take it seriously at all. And they basically relegated the thing to Twitter X right now. They don't even put it on NFL Network anymore. And, you know, they can say whatever they want. They want to enhance engagement, whatever. I think it's significant only when I see an outcome that is curious, like Tua Tagovailoa making it into the top 100, even though he only played 11 games last year and finished 21st among all quarterbacks in passing yardage. Like, there better be a lot of quarterbacks on that list along with Tua for him to justify being at number 91. But all we know about the process is what you said. They ask players to list their top 20 players, and then they take that top 20 and they turn it into the list of top 100. We don't know which players. We don't know when they're asked to do it. At some point during the prior regular season. Is it early? Is it late? We don't know how seriously they take it. We don't know how quickly. We don't know where they are when they do it. We don't know if they write it up, if they text it. And we don't know anything about it other than some number of players provide their top 20 players in the NFL. And when you think about it, like any of us, if we're going to come up with our top 20 players, we're going to miss a lot of guys. And there's going to be just some guys in the margins, picks number 16 through 20, who get mentioned on a few ballots here or there that end up getting in the top 100. So the whole thing has always been strange to me. I don't like the voting process. I don't like the lack of transparency. And I only pay attention to it, again, when there's an outcome that makes me say, boy, that even by these standards, that's an unusual outcome.
Mike, what do you think about the fact that Keenan Allen doesn't have a job yet?
Well, he's out there with Amari Cooper. I think there's some other veteran receivers. You know, as we get closer to training camp, we'll see if and when there's a contract offer. If you're not going to get, and I think every player who once got paid at or near the top of the market for his position has to go through this five stages of grief where he recognizes, I'm still doing the same job I've always done, but I'm getting paid like 10% of what I used to make. I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to be in the offseason program, and I'm not going to show up for the start of training camp, and I'm going to wait, and I'm going to wait. That may be part of it. And it may just be that for teams out there that that think they are set with younger, cheaper receivers. They get an injury, and then all of a sudden, Keenan Allen's phone rings. But I think he'll end up somewhere. I think Cooper will end up somewhere. It's just a question of whether it's right out of the gates for camp or after somebody gets injured deeper into the process.
I also was entertained by the, and I guess it's because of the job that we do, the story about the radio host in Kansas City who body shamed Patrick Mahomes. And it's funny because Caleb Williams is on record speaking, I believe it was on the St. Brown Brothers podcast, talking about how you need to be heavier than an Adonis body to play quarterback because of the hits you take. So Kevin Keats,
I remember the year that Brett Favre lost like 20 pounds. And even though he never missed a game, there were comments by him during that season that, you know, it hurts a little bit more when you're thinner. It's a natural coat of armor that you have. And none of these great quarterbacks are going to win a Mr. Universe contest. That's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to prepare their bodies to deal with the fact that they're being chased around by very large and strong and fast men, and they need to elude them. And Patrick Mahomes has never failed to answer the bell. I don't care what he looks like with his shirt off. I care what he does with his shirt on and his helmet and his shoulder pads.
I think that's fair. Looking towards training camp, which we're a lot closer than I guess we want to even imagine, because some teams are starting up a couple of weeks from now or even shorter. What is the number one thing you are looking forward to once camp breaks for all 32 teams? Like, where are your eyes immediately just naturally going?
Oh, well, you know, we've got hotspots where it comes to potential holdouts and contract issues, whether it's TJ Watt in Pittsburgh, Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati, Shamar Stewart in Cincinnati, James Cook in Buffalo, Terry McLaurin in Washington. And I'm probably missing some guys, but there are some unresolved contractual issues that could make news. Hell, Micah Parsons in Dallas, that's the big one, because we know what the Dallas Cowboys do. They drag their feet as long as they can, and I think they do it. So they'll be the first one that we talk about every day, every show, every decision made. Item one, Cowboys and Micah Parsons. So I think that drama is going to last for much of August for the Cowboys and for plenty of other teams.
Should we still be keeping an eye, Mike, on what happens with Trey Hendrickson and where that is, speaking of all of this?
Yes, absolutely. Because, look, the Bengals have a number that they put out there. I've heard it's in the neighborhood of $28 million per year. He wants a lot more than that. Will he hold out? Will he hold in? Ja'Marr Chase held in last year, and one of the things that wasn't well known, they did fine him for not practicing. You know, the Bengals just don't care. That was a point I made back in May when it seemed obvious Trey Hendrickson was going to skip the mandatory minicamp. The Bengals just don't care. They're not going to blink. Carson Palmer decided he'd had enough. They said, fine, sit home. We'll keep your money. If Trey Hendrickson wants to stay home, he'll be Hassan Reddick of last year. Reddick sat out all the training camp into the regular season. He lost millions of dollars that he's never going to get back. And he finally showed up with some face-saving contract with the Jets. It's not going to cause the Bengals to cave. You withhold services to get the team to cave. Some teams will cave, some teams won't. The Bengals will not cave. That just raises the stakes for Hendrickson.
I agree. And then we are having Ndamukong Suh on next because he's started a podcast talking about finances and I think trying to help athletes and just other people see the world a little differently with more financial knowledge. If you had to ask him a question, what would you ask?
Oh, which stock should I buy right now? I mean, I may have to stay on the line and hear if he has any good tips. I mean, he hangs out with Warren Buffett. So he's doing it the right way. You know, so many guys, when they get life-changing money, and I would have done the same thing at that age because I grew up as close to the line between middle class and low class as possible. And so anytime I had money, I spent it. And I think guys who, you know, it burns a hole through their pocket because they're used to getting by with nothing. So when all of a sudden you have something, that is a burden. That is an obligation. What are you going to do with that money? How do you put that money to work? Do you bury it in the ground or do you burn it away or do you find a way to make money for you? And Sue's always been at the cutting edge of doing that and trying to get guys to understand the obligation that comes with having that kind of money.
Yeah, the phrase I always think of is follow your effort, not your passion. And I feel like Sue has done that in his career.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's good for him that he's trying to get people to understand it, because it's the kind of thing that I know for me, it makes my brain lock up. And it's really not that complicated. You have to be willing to take some risk, but it's a way. Anytime you can make money while you're sleeping, you're doing good things with your money.
Yes, that won't happen for me anytime soon. Mike Florio, thank you so much. As always, we appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. Have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.